It's boom time for the construction business in Utah. But the industry, which took a major hit after the recession, is struggling to keep up with the needs of a growing state. As KUER's John Reed reports, that's leading to some intense competition.
It's become a familiar sight in many parts of Utah. Cranes, bulldozers, bright orange vests. And that's exactly what's happening at a job site on a recent weekday.
It's like they're picking up some dirt, moving some stuff.
That's John Hadfield. He runs Hadco Construction, an excavating and pipeline company based in Lehigh. And there, off the I-15, a crew of 25 is leveling a plot of land the size of a football field.
And now we've come in and put all the infrastructure, the pipe, the curb and gutter, and get things cleaned up so we can get ready to start building houses.
It's one of many projects his company is working on, with some 67 crews spread out across the region. And heading to the next job site, it's easy to see how even his operation is only a small piece of a much larger picture. What was once just a vast open grassland is now dotted with bulldozers, trailed by clouds of rising dust. And just beyond, rows and rows of brand new houses.
But 4 years ago, none of this was even here. If you want a sense of accomplishment, it just knows that you were part of building something.
Last year, a record 24,000 housing permits were issued in the state. Utah led the nation in home building. But the industry can't keep up with demand. And a lot of that is because there just aren't enough workers, which means that for contractors like John Hadfield, there's a constant fight to keep employees.
Another contractor will come and he won't even ask what they make. He'll just show up on the job site and say, I'm paying $2 more an hour. Who wants to come?
It's already happened to him multiple times.
It went from being a dollar more an hour to what they were making to $3 or $4 an hour. And then they gave him a signing bonus if they'd leave the next day. And so the whole crew walked off.
Hadfield says he's had to give all 550 of his employees multiple raises this year. That's on top of healthcare and a retirement plan, which can be rare in the construction world. So even with rises in the cost of land, building materials, and equipment, labor is still his biggest cost.
Definitely has changed from 2010 to now.
That's Eric Hronik. He's an electrician, which is a valuable trade right now. Hronik says that even though the company he works for has practically tripled in size over the last few years, they're still stretched thin. And he gets offers to jump ship all the time.
They'll approach me just because they see my truck out parked in front of my house, knock on my door, and ask me if I want to work for them.
He says he's even been asked by his company to find more workers. He could make an extra $1,500 if someone signs on.
If I was, you know, a 19, 20-year-old, I would, instead of going to work at a restaurant, I would maybe look at construction.
Dayan Eskich is a researcher at the Chem C. Gardner Institute and has been looking into the worker shortage. He says while it's good for laborers, it's having deeper effects on the region. A bottleneck on building and a growing population has left Utahns with increasing housing prices. Most of what is being built is residential. But Eskich says the state still faces major shortages in housing and the workers to build them.
Yeah, I mean, it's you could put it in the historical low category.
It's everything from day laborers to building inspectors.
Just as a general tour of the office.
Les Cook manages Salt Lake City's 17 building inspectors. They check in with projects at various stages to make sure they're done right. And with some 240 inspections on a given day all over the city, Cook says there's usually a scramble first thing in the morning.
I sense a momentary panic about how am I ever going to get to all these jobs.
But Cook says they get it done. He's confident the buildings signed off on are safe, but
I wouldn't be surprised if there's a lot of work that we just don't know about.
He says the booming industry has inexperienced contractors flocking in. Some don't know the building codes or might try to skirt the inspection process altogether, which could leave some homeowners with headaches down the line. He says his office can only respond if there's a formal complaint, and that may not always happen.
I am concerned about it, but I am not staffed to do anything about it.
It's yet another reason why Rich Thorne, president of the Associated General Contractors of Utah, says one of his biggest missions right now is recruiting new workers. The challenge is, he's not alone.
We're all competing for the same commodity, and that is bodies.
Construction is a hard sell, as the work is physically challenging and subject to seasonal shifts. Though John Hadfield says it's nothing the industry can't solve.
Every problem has a head and walks on 2 feet, and every solution has a head and walks on 2 feet. People are your problems and your solutions, so take care of them.
But with Utah's unemployment at a historic low, there aren't many left to help out. John Reed, KUER News.